sponsor my event, podcast. Today, inbound marketing and sponsorship, a dream team. Since a few years, there's a magical word that electrifies marketing professionals, inbound marketing. So what is inbound marketing? Let me quote from Wikipedia. Inbound marketing refers to marketing activities that bring visitors in, rather than marketers having to go out to prospects' attention. Inbound marketing earns the attention of customers, makes a company easy to be found, and draws customers to the website by producing interesting content. The way sponsorship is made today is changing fundamentally. Most of the time, inbound marketing means writing blog posts or doing other content-driven online activities. Sponsorship is usually considered as only being a part of outbound marketing. We believe that this perception is fundamentally wrong. Sponsorship is a perfect vehicle for inbound marketing activities. We call it inbound sponsorship. Sponsors who master this new technique will inevitably win over the audience at an event and therefore create way more leads than others. It's not surprising that way too often sponsorship is qualified as being outbound marketing. Adding a logo, a banner, or a sales message somewhere at an event or on a person is pure numb outbound marketing and doesn't in any way mean that interesting content is promoted to attendees. It's not surprising that way too often sponsorship is qualified as being outbound marketing. Adding a logo, a banner, or a sales message somewhere at an event or on a person is pure numb outbound marketing and doesn't in any way mean that interesting content is promoted to attendees. Instead, most of the time, sponsorship simply relies on the hope that attendees will visit the internet site of the sponsor or consult the information contained in a swag bag. Is that efficient? Sponsorships relying on the idea of inbound marketing are entirely different. Just as inbound marketing, inbound sponsorship is driven by producing interesting content and making it available to attendees. Hence, inbound sponsorship is a perfect way to interact with attendees and to build a lasting relationship with them instead of just hoping for some quick return of investment. That's why the new generation of sponsorship uses more the term return on objectives instead of return of investment. So, how to combine inbound marketing and sponsorships? Let's start at the beginning. Inbound marketing is about providing meaningful content that constitute an added value for potential clients. The goal is not to force attendees into buying, but instead of building a lasting relationship with them that goes way beyond what traditional sponsorships could achieve. In best case, the attendee leaves with a good feeling of having learned something meaningful and connects a brand name with a positive experience. Some preparations are needed to achieve this goal. Simply hanging a banner at an event might be a compelling idea because it's so easy to do. But that's not our goal here. Instead, sponsors have to carefully plan their sponsorship campaign well in advance, and not only to focus on the event, but also on the whole strategy around. Inbound sponsorship is not a self-fulfilling prophecy, but part of a whole concept. The challenge swirls around one simple question. How can I contribute to the event in a way that provides added value for the attendees? The answer to this question can be found in content generation. Content is what the sponsor has to provide to attendees when using inbound sponsorship. This content can come in various shapes. It can be a downloadable ebook, eventually co-branded with the event organizer, a meaningful white paper distributed at the event, a speech or participation at a panel, or some other idea that contributes in a meaningful way to the event. In today's world, it also becomes much easier to engage with attendees thanks to new technologies that allow the instant connection between attendees and sponsors. iBeacon technologies help to spread content quite easily, and that's only the beginning. The question is not anymore whether to do inbound sponsorship or not, but instead, it's a question to do it in the best way possible. Visit us on sponsormyevent.com.